Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Inspired by You on Planting Seeds for Peace Radio. Our show is sponsored by Peace in Our Lifetime, the community that brings to the foreground the peace that people are creating every day. You're invited to go to peaceinourlifetime.org to download your free, uniquely numbered peace certificate. Together, we are creating the change that we want to see in the world. And now here is your host, Marcia Johnson.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Planting Seeds for Peace Radio. On a very exciting day, today is Peace Day 2015, and I haven't done a radio show for a very long time, so I'm really excited about it. But I couldn't let today go by without recognizing all of the great things that we have going on in the world and really paying tribute to the reason why we're all here, united as a community. Peace in Our Lifetime was created by our friend Lynn Hazelton, and then I came on board, and shortly after it, she was persistent, and it was just so neat to see all of the connections that she was able to bring into our community, and I just wish that she was here today so that she could see how big this has actually grown. It's really exciting to think that we've got so many members in our page and that now, finally, after so many years of trying, we actually have the celebrities and the big brand name people that really Peace Day has needed for so long to be able to help give Peace Day a voice and let people understand that not only can we have peace one day, but that opens the doorway to being able to create peace every day. If we can just celebrate the peace that we have today and focus on that, what ends up happening is it expands. And so if Lynn was here, she'd be excited to know that Angelina Jolie, Beyonce, Bono, Katy Perry, Leonardo DiCaprio, Liam Neeson, Pope Francis, Ringo Starr, Shakira, Sting, and so many more people are actually coming together this week of peace, and especially today, September 21st, to celebrate the peace that we do have. And, you know, let the awareness grow about Peace Day. And so I just wanted to take a moment and go back in time and let everyone know about Peace in Our Lifetime and to invite everyone to download their very own uniquely numbered peace certificate on peaceinourlifetime.org. I just wanted to play a little bit of Lynn talking about Peace Day and Peace in Our Lifetime from a time where she was up on stage explaining why we do what we do. So join me for a moment, reflecting on some of the past.
Hello, everybody. My name's Lynn, and I'm voice number one. And we have begun a campaign to stand for peace worldwide, up to 1 billion souls standing for peace. Why? Because wiser people than me have said that if we all stood together, something would change in our mass consciousness. Now, I don't know whether that's true or it's theory, but apparently quantum scientists have now said that they can scientifically prove that mass consciousness exists. So I like reading books and I like thinking about these things. It's all a very nice idea. But I'm a realist, and it may seem that I'm saying that I'm a dreamer, but what I'm saying is it's time to find out. It's time to find out what our human potential is. And we live like peace lives out there in the world, when really we all know peace begins with me. And it ripples out into your life, with your friends, your families, your communities, your organizations, and the people who are in the organizations and in the governments that we blame are you, individual one people, one person and one person. So there's only one way to find out what our human potential is to count one by one. And I'm asking you and you, do you stand for peace? And if you do, I'm asking you to go to our website and get a free certificate, because you want to make it in reality. I want to know what you stand for. So when you get this peace certificate, and it says on it, peace in our lifetime? I'm a dreamer, and we're creating it now. It will have your unique number, and it says, beyond reason, we know all the reasons. You can tell me, I can watch the news, you can tell me why it's possible, why it's not possible, it makes no difference. It begins with you right now. So I want you to go to our website, peaceinourlifetime.org, and clout your voice for peace, and get your free peace certificate. It's free, there's no email required, it's your name and country, and let's do it, make it real. So, yeah. So you can do that in the interval, you can go up there to the computer, you can add your voice at home, you can go to our website. So first of all, I want to welcome you and thank you, everybody around the world, people who have added their voices, 106 people. One of the first people who added their voice was a 15-year-old boy from Lebanon. It changed the way I see the world, and how come we're here now? So this event is being streamed into the website, but also into Second Life. And I want to thank the people in Second Life. It's an area that I don't know a lot about, but a lot of work's gone into that. A lot of work's gone into this. There's events in Brazil, Canada, Jerusalem. Oh, I'm going to forget how many. And the countless people in the world that have made this happen over this year. And I don't want to name them because it's all of us. This is about we, not me. So we're here because there's a ceasefire today. And I discovered that not many people know. And Jeremy Gilley from Peace One Day, he spent something like 7 years making it happen. The UN agreed, every United Nation, a ceasefire, and nobody knows about it, and it's real. And in 2007, when the first one actually occurred, it took 6 years, there was a ceasefire, for example, in Afghanistan, where 1.4 million children were immunized for polio. It's saving lives and helping people out of poverty. But also, it's helping us reach out and be one and connected. And peace comes from within, and it ripples out. And if you take care of your family and yourself, you'll start caring about the environment around you, and you'll start caring about nature and having space for that. So it begins with us. So our goal today is to mark the day and to bring your attention to all the good. Well, 6.7 billion people did not kill anyone today. I'm celebrating that. But our attention is on like 70 million, and I think that's an overestimation of how much, you know, killing is going on. We're actually quite peaceful. But our attention is on the smallest part that's not working. If we start looking in my life, your life, and start appreciating the peace that happens every day, the people on the ground, walking, areas that are struggling, are creating peace every day. So today is a day of gratitude and thanks. We are thanking you and the people all over the world, the ordinary people on this planet, who create peace every day. And I'm standing here alongside Peace Jam, who are the 10 Nobel laureates who have an initiative to work with youth to bring forth the next generation of peacemakers. The YMCA Peace Preschool, which you saw a video of, that WICO made, and I'm at the opening, my dear friend Marcia. And we're standing together and we're inviting you all to join us in a celebration tonight. And we're going to hand it over.
I couldn't have said it better myself. So please download your peace certificate. Thank you so much for joining us. We're grateful for you being here. Happy peace to everyone.